通常给予恩惠是一种付出。
Normally giving grace is a kind of sacrifice.
有时候我们会听到一些长者他们在诉说过去他们对儿女的付出。
You often hear elders talking about how much they had sacrificed for the younger ones.
他们为儿女付出，他们给儿女很多的恩惠。
How much grace and sacrifice they gave to their children.
那通常他们有两种心情。
And oftentimes when they say this, they have two different attitudes.
一种是非常的欢喜，非常的得安慰。
One is one of joy and comfort.
因为他看到所付出的恩惠，所得到的美好的结果。
Because they can see the fruits of their labor and sacrifice.
那另一个时候是带着失望、悲伤的口气。
But the other type of attitude is one that is of upset and loss of expectations.
因为过去对儿女那么多的付出，给予那么多的恩惠，但是却看到儿女所做出来的，让他觉得很失望、很悲伤。
Because they have given so much, and yet when they see what their children have done, they are very sad.
我们的神他也有这两样的心情。
Our God also has these two types of feelings.
在圣经里头也常常会提到神的恩惠。
And the Bible also often talks about God's grace.
为什么神来提起他给人的恩惠？
Why does God remind his people about his grace?
我们请看旧约圣经何西阿书十一章。
Let's look at the book of Hosea, chapter 11.
何西阿书十一章第八节。
Hosea chapter 11, verse 8.
第八节，以法莲啊，我怎能舍弃你？以色列啊，我怎能弃绝你？我怎能使你如亚玛？怎能使你如洗扁？我回心转意，我的怜爱大大发动。
How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I make you like Adma? How can I set you like Zeboim? My heart churns within me. My sympathy is stirred.
这是神对当时以色列人他的百姓所说的话。
This is what God spoke to the Israelites of the time.
他说我怎么能够舍弃你？
How can I give you up?
事实上是这些百姓是值得应该被神来舍弃的。
Actually, at the time, the Israelites were worthy of being abandoned.
他说我怎么能够弃绝你？
But he said, how can I give you up?
其实这些百姓真的是可以被弃绝的。
Indeed, the Israelites should have been given up.
所以前面神在讲到他给百姓的恩惠。
So before this verse, God described the grace he had given them.
他的心情就是这种百姓让他失望，让他悲伤。
And his feelings were this, that they have let down his expectations and have made him sad.
但是神的爱，神的怜悯有多大呢？常常是超出我们所可以计算的，我们可以想象，所可以想象的。
But how great is his mercy? It is often way beyond our expectations.
在这里神的口气是我不弃绝你，我不放弃你。
Here his way of speaking is that I will not give you up, I will not hand you over.
其实你们应该被弃绝，甚至被毁灭的。
Indeed, you are worthy of even being destroyed.
但是我怎么能够毁灭你们？
But how can I possibly destroy you?
这里所提到的亚玛洗扁就是在索多玛俄摩拉附近的另外两个城市。
And the Adma and Zeboim, this verse refers to are actually two cities near Sodom and Gomorrah.
在创世纪十九章那里记载着这几个城市被神用硫磺火所毁灭。
They were cities that were burned by sulfur and.
所以神对他的百姓是一直不弃绝、不放弃的。
So you can see that towards his people, he continually does not give up.
今天我们都是神的百姓。
And today we are all his people.
所以我们需要再一次的，我们来学习神对我们的恩惠。
So we have to relearn again what his grace has been towards us.
我们请看何西阿书十一章第一节。
Let's look at Hosea chapter 11, verse 1.
以色列年幼的时候，我爱他，就从埃及招出我的儿子来。
When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son.
第二节，先知耶华招呼他们，他们耶华走开，向朱巴利献祭，给雕刻的偶像烧香。
As they called them, so they went from them. They sacrificed to the Baals and burned incense to carved images.
第三节，我原教导以法莲行走，用膀臂抱着他们，他们却不知道是我医治他们。
I taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them.
第四节，我用慈神爱所牵引他们，我带他们如人放松牛的两腮甲板，把粮食放在他们面前。
I drew them with gentle cords with bands of love, and I was to them as those who take yoke from their neck. I stooped and fed them.
这四个经节在描写着百姓对神的悖逆。
These four verses describe the disobedience of Israel towards God.
这四个经节在描写着神给人的恩惠。
And it also describes the grace that God gave to his people.
那今天早上我们的重点，我们就从这四个经节，我们来看神到底给我们些什么恩惠。
So let us study from these four verses exactly what kind of grace God has given us.
在这个四个经节里头，记载了神给我们的八个恩惠。
These four verses record eight blessings God has given us in grace.
第一个就是在第一节所说的神的爱。
The first is in verse one, His love.
第二个也是在第一节里头讲到神的呼召。
The second is also in verse one, His calling.
第三个在第三节里头讲到神的教导。
And in verse three, it talks about, His teaching.
第四个也在第三节讲到神他用膀臂抱着我们，就是神支撑着我们。
And he takes them by their arms, it is God supporting us.
第五个也是在第三节谈到神的医治。
And number five is his healing in verse three.
再来第六个在第四节讲到神的这一种吸引我们。
And the sixth is his drawing us.
第七个也是在第四节讲到神对我们给我们的这个释放。
And in seven, and the seventh is also in verse four, it talks about his freeing us.
第八个也是在第四节讲到神对我们的供应。
And the eighth blessing is also in verse four, his feeding us.
所以其实神的恩惠是充满在我们生活的每一个层面里头。
So actually, His grace is in every aspect of our lives.
首先我们来谈到这里所描写的神的爱。
Let's talk about this description of His love.
在11章第一节说，以色列年幼的时候，我爱他。
When Israel was a child, I loved him.
我们很多的生物，他一出生，他就有求生的本能。他就自己能够存活。
When we are born, we have the ability to live.
除了人之外，大部分的生物他一出生，他就能够自己求生存。
Sorry, everybody, all the species except humans, once they are born, they have the ability to live on their own.
所以我们常常会感叹说，这些小小的生物真的让我们觉得很赞叹。非常觉得很 amazing.
So we are often amazed by other animals because of this.
比如说海龟，它从蛋里一出来，它就要往海里开始爬。
As an example, let us look at sea turtles. The moment they break out of their shell, they have to run towards the ocean.
它如果没有赶快爬到海里，它就活不了了。
If they do not successfully do so, quickly, they will not be able to survive.
所以很多的海龟，它一出生就马上的爬到海里去了。
So when sea turtles are born, many times the first thing they do is they run towards the ocean.
那我们人类这一个层面来讲，其实是最脆弱的。
And in this aspect, we human beings are probably the weakest species.
一个刚出生的婴孩，如果没有得到很妥善的照顾，很快就死了。
Because a newborn baby must be very well taken care of, otherwise it will die.
在这里说，神的百姓 从年幼的时候神就已经爱他们。
But here it says that since Israel was a child, God loved him.
我们在 baby 的时候父母亲就已经开始很用心的在爱我们。
When we were a baby, God, our parents loved us very diligently.
所以神的爱里头就是有这个怜悯。
So inside God's love, there is this mercy.
甚至主耶稣为我们在十字架上来牺牲。
And there is even the sacrifice that Jesus Christ did for us on the cross.
要让相信的人可以得着永生。
To give the people who believed eternal life.
这是一种牺牲的爱。
This is a kind of sacrificing love.
很多时候父母亲对儿女的爱就是这一种这么伟大的牺牲的爱。
And many times the love that parents have for their children is this kind of great sacrificing love.
那主耶稣来到这个世界上，他说他不是受人的服侍。
And when Jesus Christ came onto the world, he said it was not because of man.
他不是受人家的服侍。
He was not
served by others.
He was not served by others.
反过来主耶稣来服侍众人。
Rather, he served mankind.
何西阿书十一章的第一节又告诉我们说，这个神将百姓从埃及召出来。
Here it says that he called his son out of Egypt.
那这段故事很多人都很熟悉。
We're all very familiar with this story.
这以色列人在埃及经过了400年。
The Israelites had lived in Egypt for 400 years.
他们人口变得很繁多。
They had greatly profligated.
他们 人数变得很多。
And had become many in number.
但是呢，在埃及的社会，他们没有经济地位，也没有政治的地位。
But in Egypt, they had no status at all.
很多时候人多就会有力量。
Because when you are many, you are strong in number.
但是他们虽然人很多，但是他们没有地位。
But even though they were many, they had no status.
甚至他们沦为做埃及人的奴隶。
They even became relegated to the status of slaves.
那因为他们人又这么多，埃及人甚至想要把他们灭走。
And because they were so many, the Egyptians even wanted to destroy them.
所以神就差派摩西将他们从埃及领出来。
So God sent Moses to take the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以在这里神说，我就从埃及召出我的儿子来。
So here it records that God said, out of Egypt I called my son.
简单的讲就是神将他们从埃及拯救出来。
In other words, he saved them out of Egypt.
今天这也是神给我们的恩惠。
Today this is also the grace God gave us.
借着主耶稣的福音将我们呼召出来。
Through his gospel, he has called us out.
我们把这个何西阿书十一章把它用一个记号，我们等一下会翻过来。我们现在请翻开以弗所书第一章。
Let us put a bookmark here and look at Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章十三节。
Chapter 1 verse 13.
十三节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那能叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
保罗曾经到以弗所的地方传福音。
Paul went to Ephesus to preach the gospel.
所以在这里他在回顾过去的那一段日子。
So he is trying to remember that time.
他说，弟兄姐妹们，你们当时听见了这个真理的道。
At that time, you heard the gospel of your salvation.
这里讲到说，就是那个能够救人的福音。
The word of truth.
那今天我们都靠着主耶稣的福音来得到拯救。
And today, we all rely on this gospel for our salvation.
这个主耶稣呼召我们，这个本身就是神一个很大的恩惠。
And the fact that Jesus has called us to this is a great gift.
我们 有人是从病痛当中被呼召出来。
Some have been called out of illness.
有人是从困难当中被呼召出来。
Some have been called out of difficulties.
有人是从这些问题，很多的问题里头被呼召出来。
Many, are called out of their problems.
总之，我们回想，我们 蒙主耶稣呼召的那一个过程，我们会看到这里头充满着神的拯救。
If we look back at the origin of our calling, we will see that it is full of God's saving grace.
啊，不但这样子，神将来还要救我们进入永恒的天国。
And not only that, in the future, He will save us into His eternal kingdom.
好，请我们再看回何西阿书十一章。
Let's look back at Hosea chapter 11.
何西阿书十一章第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，神说：“我言教导以法莲行走。”
I taught Ephraim to walk.
啊，我们每一个人，我们现在走路是一个很自然、很平常的事情。
Right now, we find that walking is a very natural thing.
啊，我们每一个人都应该是不记得我们当时学走路的样子情景。
We probably don't remember.The circumstances of us learning how to walk.
说实在的，我们太小了，根本记不得。
We were so young that we don't remember.
那最记得的可能就是我们的妈妈。
Probably the person who remembers most is our mom.
因为我们可以开始行走，那是我们整个人生道路的一个很重要的一个重点。
Because learning to walk is a very important milestone in our life.
所以父母亲养育婴孩到某一个程度的时候，就要开始来啊，让他们学走路。
So once a mother has taken care of a baby until a certain point, they start to walk.
啊，因为可以开始走路，这是人生的一个重要的转捩点。
Because learning walking is a very important milestone or turning point of your life.
那这一条人生的道路，很多的时候我们不晓得怎么走。
But much of our journey of life, we don't know how to walk.
所以在生活当中，我们遇到很多的困苦。
So in our life, we end up meeting a lot of difficulties.
因为不晓得怎么走，我们遇到很多的困难。
We don't know how to walk, and so we meet a lot of difficulties.
我们不晓得怎么走，所以我们也受到很多的苦。
We don't know how to walk, so we have a lot of turmoil and bitterness.
那在这里，神说：“我原是教导以法莲行走。”
I taught Ephraim to walk.
神将他们带领进入迦南地。
He brought them walking to the land of Canaan.
神很清楚地教导他们，你们怎么来过生活，你们就可以一直享受这个流奶以蜜的地方。
And he told them carefully, instructed them how to live in order to enjoy for a long time this land of milk and honey.
只是这些以色列百姓，他们后来离开了神给他们的教导。
But then the Israelites departed from his instruction.
这就是为什么让神失望悲伤。
This is what caused God grief and loss of expectations.
那今天在我们人生的道路上面，神也给我们很多的教导。
And in our life today, God also has given us many instructions.
我们请参考约翰三书。
Let's look at the book of 3 John.
约翰三书在新约圣经最后面，约翰三书第三章第四节。
Third John, verse 4.
第四节，约翰说：“我听见我的儿女按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个更大的。”
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
主耶稣将真理来赐给我们。
Jesus Christ has given us truth.
我们如果能够按着真理来行，我们有一个好的生活，我们也得到天父的喜悦。
And if we walk in it, we will have a good life that is pleasing to God.
走在真理当中，这个是人生最重要的事情之一。
Walking in truth is one of the most important things in our life.
我们都很清楚知道怎样的道路会带我们到怎样的结果。
We know that walking what kind of road will lead to what kind of destination.
有时候有人遇到了某些事情。
Sometimes we meet different things.
有些人就说，我就知道他一定会有这个结果。
And then someone will say, I know for sure he will have this result.
因为怎样的道路就会带来怎样的结果。
Because this road leads to this result.
神爱我们，所以他将真理来赐给我们。
God loves us, so he gave us his truth.
所以我们要很努力地走在真理当中。
So we must diligently walk on it.
这个真理很重要。
This truth is important.
所以主耶稣为什么他来到世界上？
Why did Jesus Christ come on earth?
其中一个很重要的原因之一就是他为我们留下榜样。
One of the most important reasons was to leave us his example.
我们请看约翰福音 那么约翰一书第二章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节，人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked.
这也是使徒约翰的勉励。
This was also John's encouragement.
我们已经受洗归入了主耶稣基督。
We've already been baptized and belong to him.
所以我们应该是住在主里面的。
So we ought to abide in Jesus Christ.
但是这里约翰似乎用一个不太肯定的语气说，一个人如果说他住在主里面。
But here, Apostle John uses a very particular tone of voice to say, he who says he abides in him.
也就是说，有时候我们并没有真的住在主里面。
In other words, sometimes we don't really abide in him.
那怎样我们可以确定说我是住在主里面。
But how can we know we abide in Jesus Christ?
约翰说，就应该自己照着主所行的去行。
He who says so ought also himself to walk just as he walked.
原来就是主耶稣他曾经来到这个世界上。主耶稣曾经来到这个世界上。
Jesus Christ, that's why Jesus Christ came into earth.
他在这个世界上活了三十几年。
He lived on earth for 30 years.
他很多的言语行为被记录在这个四福音书里头。
And so many of his words and actions are all recorded in the four gospels.
所以在这里约翰他才能够这么讲。他说我们应该照着主所行的去行。
That's why John can say here, to walk just as Jesus walked.
如果我们要晓得什么叫做走在真理里头。
So if we want to know what is walking in truth.
到我们回到四福音书，将主耶稣所说的、主耶稣所做的，好好的思考学习，这就对了。
Return to the gospels and study how Jesus did and said, and we will be on the right path.
那神对我们的教导，就是要我们能够真的做一个智慧的人。
And his teaching is in order for us to become men of wisdom.
每一个人一天二十四个小时。
We are each allotted 24 hours in a day.
平均来讲，每一个人可以活到七八十岁。
And we can live to the age of 70 or 80.
那我们到底是在浪费我们的生命，还是我们将我们的生命很充分的活出来？
So the question is, are we living out our life to good use or not?
那这个就在乎我们是不是走在真理里头。
And this depends on whether or not we are walking in truth.
这我们怎么用我们的时间生命，这个来决定我们是不是一个有智慧的人。
How we use our time and life decides whether or not we are a wise person.
所以神为什么教导我们？因为他要我们做有智慧的人。
So why does he teach us? Because he wants us to be a person of wisdom.
他不要让我们成为一个愚昧的人，在浪费生命。
He doesn't want us to be a foolish person wasting away his life.
请我们再翻回何西阿书十一章。
Let's return to the book of Hosea, chapter 11.
何西阿书十一章第三节。
Hosea 11:3.
我原教导以法莲行走，用膀臂抱着他们。
I taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by their arms.
这里讲到神他说他用膀臂抱着他的百姓。
He took them by their arms.
当然，到底神有没有手？神有没有手？
Exactly, does God have arms?
神的手臂又有多大？
And how large are they?
当然，这个都是只是在描写。
Of course, this is just a metaphor.
主要要告诉我们的就是，神常常很有力、很有力量的在支撑着我们。
To tell us that He often uses His strength to support us.
小孩子有危险了或者遇到什么事情，要赶快跑向父母亲。
When children meet danger, they run towards their parents.
在小孩子的眼中，爸爸最有力量，最有力气。
Because in their eyes, their parents are the strongest.
在小孩子的眼中，妈妈最爱我，最疼我。
And their mother loves them the most.
真的，很多的时候，孩子跑向父母亲，让求救的样子，父母亲第一个动作就是把他们拥抱。
And so when these children run towards their parents looking for help, the first thing their parents do is they open up their arms.
先抱在怀里，然后才问说怎么了，发生了什么事。
And they embrace their children and ask them what's wrong.
这就是为什么家里有父母亲，家就是会是一个常常让人想念的地方。
That's why homes with parents are places that people often think about.
我们长大了，父母亲再也抱不动我们了。
When we're old, and even though our parents can no longer embrace us,
但是我们都很清楚的知道，最支持我们、最支撑我们的就是我们的父母。
But we all know that the one who embraces us most is our parents.
同样的，今天神他用他这个有力的膀臂，他抱着我们。
Similarly, today God uses His very strong arms to take us and embrace us.
这个意思就是说，我们才不会从信仰人生的道路上面来失落了。
So that we will not fail in our faith.
有时候我们想一想，哎，我的信仰也还不错。
Sometimes we think to ourselves, our faith is pretty okay.
好像是我们自己很努力。
And it seems like we put in a lot of effort.
好像是我们自己很坚定。
Like we are strong.
其实常常并不是这样子。
But it's often not the case.
原因是神用他的膀臂抱着我们。
It is rather because God has used his arms to strengthen us.
所以我们才不会失落了。
So that we will not fall.
这个主耶稣对跟门徒讲，他将要被抓，被钉十字架。
Jesus Christ told his apostles in advance that he would be arrested and crucified.
当时彼得带头都表现得非常的勇敢，非常的忠心于主耶稣。
At the time, Apostle Peter, displayed great valiant courage in saying that he would not abandon.
但是主耶稣说，你会三次否认我。
But Jesus Christ replied that you will deny me three times.
主耶稣更说，其实撒旦想要得着你。
And he even went further to say that Satan has asked me to sift you as wheat.
因为撒旦想要使你从信仰的道路上面来失落。
Because Satan wants Peter to fall in his faith.
那主耶稣怎么说呢？
But how did Jesus Christ respond?
主耶稣对彼得说，我已经为你祷告了。
He said, I have prayed for you.
所以你不至于失落。
That you should not fall.
今天为什么我们还在这里？
So today, why are we still here?
耶稣为我们祷告。
Jesus Christ has prayed for us.
主耶稣用他有力的膀臂一直在抱着我们。
And he has used his arms to continue to strengthen and embrace us.
很多的时候是因为主耶稣的怜悯，主耶稣的保护，才有今天的我们。
And many times it is because of His grace, mercy, and embracing that we are still here.
何西阿书十一章第三节。
Hosea 11:3.
最后一句话说，他们却不知道是我医治他们。
But they did not know that I healed them.
这里又提到神的另外一个恩惠，就是医治的恩惠。
Another blessing He gives us is healing.
我们都有看医生的经验。
We all have experiences of seeing the doctor.
医生要先询问我们一下，我们哪里痛啊，哪里不舒服。
The doctor often has to ask us first, where do we hurt? Where are we uncomfortable?
这样还不够啊，医生也要亲自给我们做一些最基本的检查。
And when that's not enough, they will even do a very basic test.
我们说疼痛，他也要医生也要去发现说，到底你的疼痛在哪里。
When you say, I have pain, they have to try to figure out where exactly you have pain.
甚至这样还不够，甚至还 assign 我们去做进一步的检查。
And when that's not enough, they will even tell us to go see a specialist.
因为要知道，认识了我们的身体，才能够来医治我们。
Because only one who really knows our body can heal us.
今天主耶稣他知道我们。
Jesus Christ knows as well.
我们请看约翰福音第二章。
Let's look at 2 John.
约翰福音第二章。
Sorry, John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章24节。
Verse 24.
24节， 耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men.
25节也用不着谁见证人怎样，因为他知道人心里所存的。
And had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.
这个医生他认识我们的身体，他可能知道我们身体哪里出了状况。
This doctor who knows our body well can probably tell where we have a problem.
那在这里说神他知道人心里所存的。
And here it describes that Jesus Christ knew what's in men.
我们知道有时候所谓的病啊，不一定是只有这个肉体上。
And we know that sometimes the illness is not a physical one.
其实生活的每一个层面都可能有问题，都可能是出了状况，都是病。
Because in every aspect of our life, we can have some kind of illness.
所以有时候我们会说，有些所谓的病啊，并不是所谓的医生能够来帮助你或医治你的。
So some illnesses cannot be cured by a doctor.
因为医生知道我们的身体，但是医生不知道我们的内心。
Because the physician knows our body, but they cannot see into our hearts.
医生有很好的仪器来发现，甚至我们很微小的有问题的细胞。
They can even look into our cells.
但是医生他更没有办法知道我们属灵的这一个层面。
But they cannot see our spiritual state.
所以在这里神说我原来我医治了他们。
So here Jesus says,Sorry, God says that I healed them.
但是我的百姓他们却不知道。
But my people did not know that.
这就是常常让神觉得很失望、很悲伤的一件事情。
And this is something that often grieves our Lord.
神医治了我们，但是我们却不知道是他医治了我们。
He healed us, but we don't know that he is the one who healed us.
神医治了我们，我们应该把感谢、把恩典归给他。
Since God healed us, we ought to give our thanksgiving to Him.
但是有时候我们反而把所谓的荣耀归给自己或归给别人。
But sometimes instead we give the glory to ourselves and not to others.
有时候医生检查出来你有什么问题。
Sometimes the doctor will diagnose that you have this problem.
但是医生很痛苦、很无奈地说，但是很困难。我有点无能为力。
And they will follow up with a pained expression. Unfortunately, I cannot help you.
医生说，我尽力。
I will try my best.
但是我们的神不是这样子。
But our God is not like this.
神是有能力的。
Our God is powerful.
神对亚伯拉罕这对夫妻说，在我还有什么难成的事情？
Is there anything difficult before God?
这是神对亚伯拉罕跟他太太讲的。
This is something that God told Abraham's wife.
是的，在神没有难成的事。
There's no impossible thing before God.
所以我们能够得到神医治的恩惠。
So that we can receive the blessing and healing of God.
那其实人最大的一个病就是罪。
Actually, the biggest illness of man is sin.
神也非常有耐心的来医治我们这个疾病。
And he has very patiently been healing this illness.
神的恩惠继续在我们的生活里头。
And so this grace is continually in our life.
我们常常是还继续的不愿意来接受主耶稣。
We often continue to reject him.
我们仍然想要仍然继续在他面前做一个罪人。
And we continue to be a sinful man before him.
我们觉得我们没病。
We feel like we have nothing wrong.
医生最怕碰到这种患者。
And physicians are most afraid of seeing these kind of people.
跟他讲你有这个疾病，你应该注意这个，注意那个。
If you have this illness, you ought to be aware or wary of this or that.
但是这个患者他生活的好像一个没有病的人一样。
But this person who has something wrong lives like he has nothing wrong.
医生说少吃这个，不要吃那个，他全部照吃。
The doctor tells him, don't eat this, do not eat that, and they eat everything.
今天我们对神常常也是这样子。
And we are often like that towards God.
但是神对我们很有耐心。
But God is patient with us.
我听过医生就对病患说：“你找死啊！”
And I even have heard someone, a doctor say, "Are you looking for death?"
跟你吩咐的事情你都不遵守。
All the things I told you about, you didn't listen.
医生也是人嘛。
A doctor is also a person.
他实在忍不住了，所以他必须要这样子，有点诅咒你。
Because he has no more ways, he has to rebuke that person.
但是神为了我们的得救，为了让我们不要再成为罪人，他是那么的有耐心。
But for the sake of our salvation, he is so patient with us.
很有耐心的，一直到我们得到医治。
Patient so that we can receive this healing.
再请看回何西阿书十一章。
Let's look at Hosea chapter 11.
何西阿书十一章第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节，神说：“我用慈神爱所牵引他们。”
I drew them with gentle cords.
有一些人很受欢迎。
Some people are very popular.
他的周围总是围绕着很多的人。
They are constantly surrounded by people.
我们说这个人很有魅力，很有吸引力。
And so we'll say that person is very charismatic.
真的，人的相处当中。是需要这一股的所谓的吸引力。
And indeed, in our interpersonal interactions, we need to have charisma.
人是看得见的。
Because human beings are visible.
但是神是灵，是看不见的。
But God is spirit and he is invisible.
所以神他亲自来吸引我们。
So God personally comes to attract us.
这里说，神说我用慈神爱所来牵引。牵引你们。
Here it says, I draw them with gentle cords and bands of love.
神他很多的事情真的让我们最后说我很感动。
Many things, by God often cause us at the end to feel like we are very moved.
因为神感化我，所以我来到神面前。
Because he has moved us, we come before him.
真的神要救一个人其实真的是会很大的努很大的功夫的。
Actually, to save a man requires great effort.
所以我们如果真的仔细的去想神给我们的恩惠。
So if we think carefully about all the grace he has given us.
我们真的要像这个诗篇的作者所说的，在天上，在地上，除了你之外，没有第二个人。
And so we have to be just like the psalmist who says, "Whom have I in heaven but you?"
这个我们跟神的关系可以亲密到这样的程度。
If our relationship with him can be intimate to the point of this.
因为神的爱是那么的深，那么的广大。
Because his love is so great and broad.
因为神感化的力量是那么的充满。
Because his ability to move us is so fulfilling.
我们能够有这一份的爱，那真的是是非常的让我们可以满足的。
If we can have this love, it will indeed make us feel fulfilled.
是的，在生活当中，我们在寻找。
In life, we often search.
我们在寻找那个我们可以寄托的。我们可以 trust.
We're looking for something we can trust.
我们在寻找爱。
We're looking for love.
我们在寻找那个我可以爱你一辈子的。
We're looking for the one that we can love forever.
我们在寻找那一位他会爱我们一辈子的。
We're looking for that person that will love us forever.
但很多的时候我们都失望了。
But we often, everything often falls short of our expectations.
原来是我们自己这么想，但事实并不是这样子。
We often want such a thing, but it's not the reality.
所以有很多人其实对爱是很失望的。
So many people are disappointed by love.
但是如果能够找到。
But if they can find it.
那一定是最大的满足。
It will be the most fulfilling.
在哪里找到？
Where can you find it?
在神这里找到的。
You can find it with God.
因为神他用爱来吸引我们。
Because he uses love to attract us.
神用他伟大的作为来感化我们。
He uses his great works to move us.
我们请看诗篇七十三篇。
Let's look at Psalm 73.
诗篇七十三篇。二十五节
，verse 25。
二十五节，除了你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
Whom have I in heaven but you? There is none upon earth that I desire besides you.
爱是真的让人 很羡慕的，很感动的。
Love is something that we often aspire and are moved by.
所以我们花很多时间就是在寻求爱。
So we spend a lot of time searching for love.
我们得到了吗？
But have we received it?
我们应该在神这里来得着这一种让我们永远能够满意满足的爱。
We can obtain this love that will make us forever fulfilled in God.
这种感动可以成为我们的感动。
And this love and movement can become our love and movement.
这种满足可以成为我们的满足。
This fulfillment can be ours.
因为我们都是神的百姓。
Because we are all His people.
我们都可以来领受神的恩惠。
We can all receive His grace.
好，再请我们看回何西阿书十一章第四节。
Let's look at Hosea chapter 11 verse 4.
第四节，他用慈神爱所牵引他们，我带他们如人放松的牛的两腮甲板。把粮食放在他们面前。
I was to them as those who take yoke from their neck. I stooped and fed them.
在这里啊，另外神的一个恩惠啊，就是我们能够得到神对我们的释放。
Another grace we receive from Him is freedom.
在这里所用的描述方法是，好像人放松牛两腮的甲板。
Here it is described like taking a yoke from a neck.
这牛在工作的时候，它不能吃东西的。
When cattle are working, they are not allowed to eat.
所以两腮用甲板把它等有点把它绑住。
So we use yokes, and put them on their necks in order to control them.
所以把它放松，我们可以把它看成就是得到释放。
And if we take away the yoke from a neck, it is equivalent to letting them be free.
我们活在自由的社会里头，但是我们也知道生活里头其实有很多的捆绑。
We live in a free society, but we also know that there are many things binding us.
今天我们拥有比别人多的自由。
We have more freedom than many other people.
是怎么来的？
Where does it come from?
主耶稣释放了我们。
It is because Jesus Christ has freed us.
主耶稣说，劳苦挑重担的到我这里来。
Those who are heavy laden and are burdened may come to me.
我要让你得到安息。
Take my yoke and I will give you rest.
重担就是一种捆绑。
Yokes are a kind of burden.
捆绑成为我们生活的重担。
And they become our life's burden.
有重担所以没有办法安息。
And because we have these heavy burdens, we cannot find rest.
主耶稣说到我这里来。
But Jesus said, come to me.
我要让你得到释放，得到自由。
And I will give you rest.
不但这样子，最后一句话说，把粮食放在他们面前。
And he fed them.
这就是神在生活当中的供应。
This is his providence.
这就是为什么大卫在诗篇二十三篇说，神是我的牧者，我就不致缺乏。
That is why the psalmist David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
真的信仰的道路很奇妙。
Indeed, the journey of faith is very miraculous.
其中一个很大的奇妙就是像大卫所说的，神是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
And one of the great miracles is just like David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I am not in want.
今天很多人是不缺乏的。
Many of us lack nothing.
但是今天很多人没有办法安息。
And yet many of us cannot find peace.
所以诗篇二十三篇接下来说，他领我到青草地，让我在可安歇的水边。
He continues to say, He leads me to green pastures and leads me beside still waters.
今天有很多的获得是会有压力的。
There are many temptations that give us
很多的 gain 得到。
There are many things that we have that give us pressure.
但是神所赐的不但没有压力，而且还给我们安息。
But what He gives us not only does not add to our burden, it even gives us peace.
神为什么说这些他对百姓的恩惠？
And why does God enumerate the different grace that He gave to us?
他来表达了他对百姓的失望跟悲伤。
He is trying to tell them and express to them His disappointment.
今天我们是神的百姓，我们不是过去那些以色列人那样子。
Today we are His people, and we do not need to be like the Israelites of the past.
最后，我们请看何西阿书十二章第六节。
Let's look at Hosea chapter 12.
何西阿书十二章第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节，所以你们当归向你们的神，谨守仁爱公平，常常等候你的神。
So you, by the help of your God, return, observe mercy and justice, and wait on your God continually.
两件事情我们一定要努力的去做。
There are two things we must do diligently.
第一个，我们要努力的来成为神的儿女。
We have to diligently try to be God's children.
我们一定要领受主耶稣的救恩，成为他的儿女。
We must receive His grace and become His children.
第二个，我们要努力的成为那个不要成为那个不是可弃绝的。
And we must diligently strive to be those that will not be abandoned.
让我们继续不断的来享受着神的恩惠。
So that we can continue to enjoy His blessing and grace.
我们一起唱诗449首。
Let us all rise and sing hymn 449. be seated.
好，我们在生活当中，我们来享受神的恩惠。
In our life, let us enjoy God's grace.
好，我们也要在祷告里头来享受得着神的恩惠。
In our prayer, let us also find and enjoy His grace.
好，在我们的祷告里头，我们求神来教导我们。
So in our prayer, let us ask God to teach us.
在我们的祷告里头，求神来拥抱我们。
And let us ask Him to hug us.
好，在我们的祷告里头，求他医治我们。
And let us ask Him to heal us.
在我们祷告里头，求他来释放我们。
And let us ask Him to release us.
在我们的祷告里头，求他吸引我们。
And let us ask Him to draw us near Him.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
Those who wish to receive laying of hands may come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let us all pray.